The Wizard and the Witch, written by Jean Ura and read by Brian Cant.
Chapter 1. The twins and Primple, Primple was their dog, were playing goodies and baddies at the bottom of the garden. Gemma was being a baddie with a handkerchief mask tied over her face. Joel, as a goodie, was just about to throw her to the ground and sit on her, when all of a sudden there was a terrible screeching and the sky overhead turned black as midnight. "What is it?" whispered Gemma, peering out from behind the tree where she'd been hiding. "I don't know." Joel stopped and looked up. So did Primple. As the darkness cleared, they saw a hunched shape astride a broomstick. It was making straight for them, red eyes gleaming and pointed teeth bared, cackling as it came. "It's a witch," yelled Joel. "Run for it." Pell-mell up the garden raced the twins, Primple hot on their heels. He wasn't a very brave dog, but then he was only tiny. The broomstick came after them. Hideous shrieks filled the air. "Quick," panted Joel. The twins and Primple pounded up the path. Could they manage to reach the house before the broomstick overtook them? Joel reached it. Gemma reached it. Poor Primple, with his stubby legs, took a desperate leap at the kitchen doorstep, missed his footing, and went tumbling backwards, head over heels. At that moment, the witch struck. Zooming in on a steep nosedive, she seized a squealing Primple by the scruff of his neck and shot triumphantly upwards, screaming with unearthly laughter. Gemma, in despair, cried, "Primple!" Joel tore back into the garden. He shook his fist at the departing broomstick. "Hey, you! You give us our dog back!" He snatched up a large stone from the rockery and threw it, but the broomstick was already out of reach, circling the chimney pots. "Primple!" wept Gemma. "Oh, Primple!" And then, just as Joel was about to run to the top of the rockery and shout swear words, the broomstick completed one final lap of the chimney pots and swept in very smoothly to land. "Ha ha, fooled you that time!" The witch had disappeared. In her place, very jaunty and full of himself, sat a small, grinning wizard in a green cloak. On his shoulder, seemingly none the worse for his adventure, sat Primple, lovingly nibbling his ear. "Oh, it's you!" Gemma was half relieved, half indignant. She might have known it, Ben Muzzy, their wizard friend, playing stupid pranks. "Did you think I was a real witch?" said Ben Muzzy, plainly very pleased with himself. "Not really," said Joel. "I pretty soon guessed it was you." "Well, I didn't," said Gemma, who on the whole was more truthful than her twin. She gathered Primple tenderly into her arms. "Imagine if you dropped him, poor little man. He must have been terrified." "Does he look terrified?" said Ben Muzzy. Gemma had to admit that he didn't. Primple liked Ben Muzzy. In fact, it had been Ben Muzzy who had magicked him out of a hat in the first place, which was the reason that Primple was pale pink with blue spots. Ben Muzzy's magic didn't always turn out quite right. "He enjoyed it," said Ben Muzzy. "It still wasn't very responsible," grumbled Gemma. "It wasn't meant to be responsible. It's All Spells Night. Wizards do that sort of thing on All Spells Night." "What? Go round frightening people?" "Cast spells and play tricks." "Well, I think it was a very silly trick," said Gemma. "Very childish." Ben Muzzy sulked. He aimed a kick at the broomstick. "Just because you haven't any sense of humour," he muttered. "I've got a sense of humour when things are funny. How would you like it if Podnock had played the same trick on you?" Podnock was another wizard. He and Ben Muzzy both worked for a master wizard called Wally Bar. They were always playing practical jokes on each other. "As a matter of fact," Ben Muzzy announced it with dignity, "Podnock and a gang of others have turned themselves into black cats for the night. I could have gone with them had I wanted, but I thought I'd come and see you instead." "I thought," said Ben Muzzy, "that you'd be pleased to see me." "Well, I would have been," said Gemma, "if you'd just arrived on the broomstick in the normal way."